This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Javier has hepatitis C and his liver is failing. His belly is big from swelling and his skin is covered with bruises. He needs treatment, but his insurance company refuses to pay for it. Until recently, hepatitis C was incurable, and for many people, it was a killer disease. Hepatitis C, like its cousins hepatitis A and hepatitis B, is caused by a virus that infects the liver. After the initial infection, hepatitis C virus usually remains quiet for years or even decades until it then causes cirrhosis or liver cancer. A drug company called Gilead Sciences has a new drug called sofosbuvir. Notice I didn't say Gilead discovered the drug or even that they did significant research on the drug. More on this later. The drug is touted as being amazing, resulting in a cure for most people who take it for 3 months. Of course, we don't really know if these people are cured or how amazing the drug is because the drug is new and thus has only been around for a few years. Still, Gilead and other liver experts are touting it as one of those rare miracle drugs that come along only very rarely. But, and this is a big but, it costs $83,000 for the full 3 months of treatment. Now, the cost of producing the drug is estimated to be about $130. In India, they make the drug and sell it for a profit at about $300 for the full course. So $83,000, why so much? Well, greed, political connections, and policies that greatly benefit drug companies over the public and over government. In the U.S., patients with hepatitis C, like Javier, are dying today because their insurance refuses to pay the ridiculous fee for sofosbuvir. Last year, Gilead made over $12 billion in 1 year on this drug alone. That's more than they paid for the drug. You see, Gilead didn't make the drug. A small company called Pharmacet owned the drug. In America, our policies are written such that if a company invests and develops a drug, they get the profits. However, an Emory University biochemistry professor named Dr. Raymond Shinazi developed the drug using large amounts of money from the U.S. government. He took the U.S. government money and created a business called Pharmacet. Pharmacet did additional research. It cost about $62 million. Pharmacet was then sold to Gilead, and in that transaction, Shinazi, funded by the federal government, himself made about $500 million. Gilead made back all they paid for the drug in less than 1 year, essentially selling the drug that was funded by the federal government back to the federal government to pay for patients. Of the 20,000 or so people with Hep C in the United States, the majority have government-funded insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, VA benefits, and the like. So the government paid to develop the drug and is now paying for people to take the drug. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.